Hi, folks. This is Tim Heidecker. You might know me from Tim and Eric and from other movies and TV shows and everything. I host a semi-weekly call-in show called Office Hours. It's broadcast live on my YouTube channel, and it becomes a podcast almost immediately afterwards. So sign up. Thanks to Starburns Audio for making it possible. It's a terrific show. We take your calls. We talk about whatever you want, and we respect you, and we love listening to your thoughts. It's a lot of good. It's a lot of fun, and we have Doug Lusenhop, DJ Doug Pound, with me. It's a show that you're going to want to explore. It's a show you're going to want to share with your family and your friends and pass along to your uncle. I think he's going to enjoy it as well.
It's a good show.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. You'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Yeah, it's some bullshit in the walls. What do you mean?
I don't know. It just buzzes. That's it. The listeners at home can't hear it.
Yeah.
But there's just a buzzing in the walls.
Just house noises.
Forever, though. Mm-hmm. There's a buzzing in the walls. Neighbor's got a fucking dog that can't handle being alone.
How's the dog doing? Still yapping?
As long as somebody's there, it's all right. Mm. I feel bad. He's just a little guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got dog fever.
Yeah?
Yeah, me and the missus thinking about the...
Did you put a pirate hat on your cat?
I did.
I saw that for last week.
Yeah.
How did the cat take to the pirate hat?
Not too good.
No?
No. Put a pirate hat on one and put a... the other one was a sandwich. Harvey wanted to be a sandwich.
Really?
And Truman wanted to be a pirate. So we got a sandwich costume for Harvey, and he didn't like it either.
Where'd the sandwich go, around the body or around the head?
Yeah, around the body.
Yeah. Tell me how it fit.
Didn't fit well. He's a big boy.
Damn it, I just saw something I need to find.
A little girthy.
Oh, really? He's a fat cat?
Yeah, Harvey's a big boy.
Just saw something, a cat had the Stranger Things around its head. The Stranger Things monster kind of looks like... The Venus fly traps.
Right.
I don't know where I just saw it. Now I can't find it.
Oh, dude. I saw...
I'm upset now.
I think I saw the best Halloween costume that I've ever seen.
What was it? What'd you see?
I'm going to show it to you first, and then you can describe what you see. But, man, this little girl, to use the parlance of our times, won Halloween.
Yeah.
And of course, every fucking time I've ever tried to show anybody anything on my phone, it doesn't pull up. Okay, but now it did. Just click that video there. Look at that. Look at that little girl.
Oh, damn.
That is awesome.
Just head on a plate?
Yep.
Yeah, you got shit service, man.
Yeah.
But it looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about this that before.
We're just showing each other videos on a podcast now. What a waste of time, but look at this cat. Look, there's a cat with a Stranger Things head stuff on it.
Okay.
And then what's going to happen there, Dave? Oh, look, there's a cat inside of it.
Shit.
It's a cat inside of the Stranger Things artichoke.
But yeah.
What is that, like an artichoke? It's like an evil, it's like that. Basically those monsters, it's just like a monster that has an artichoke for a head.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's the old movie? Little Shop of Horrors. Did you already say that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering why that was in
and
my
those,
head.
Those were like more of a Venus flytrap
type
thing. These are like an artichoke, like a cannibal artichoke. Yeah.
For the listeners, the video I just showed Kyle was the, we talked about that before, like where, I don't know what you call it, but like.
Nobody's listening.
The costumes where it looks like somebody's, I don't know how to even describe it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because I just saw a video, which does not translate to the podcast.
This little girl
Her head looks like her head's on a plate, but it's because she's got the shoulders built up above her head.
There you go. You're much more concise than I would have been.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
Yeah, good job. How's it going, buddy?
It's going all right, man.
Got the buzzing house.
This buzzing's going to drive me goddamn batty.
Huh.
So,
it's like your own little Shining.
Honestly, man. Like, it didn't start until recently, and now it's all I can hear.
Well, you know what it is? It's because it's too quiet in here. I mean, obviously, we have to be quiet, but like...
It's never too quiet. It's my house.
But are you...
Sometimes you want it to be quiet. Like, when you're trying to sleep, and all you hear is a fucking buzzing coming out of the walls, which sounds electric, too. It sounds like an electric buzzing, which, of course, is safe in this ancient building.
Yeah.
This whole place is a fire hazard.
It's a pretty old building, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't Charlie Chaplin 30s. Used to live here?
There's some room. No, it's like Charlie Chaplin's guest house or something. He's supposed to live in a house that's behind here.
Oh.
That's Andy Samberg's house.
Oh, that's right. Your neighbor's with him.
Andy Samberg and his fucking lawn care every day of the week.
Oh, really? Get a lot of lawn service?
Well, leaf blowers should be allowed like street sweeping days.
Mm-hmm.
I give you Monday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Not this everybody gets to choose their own day shit.
That's true. That's a good point. Because they are annoying.
Oh, are you doing Monday over on this side? Cool, we'll do Tuesday on this side. Then why don't you bounce back over there on Wednesday to get whatever you missed?
Uh-huh.
I just want silence. I'm such an old man now.
Yeah.
I just want quiet. Look, even quiet? It's not quiet. It's buzzing. Yeah. It sounds like a dryer buzzer in somebody else's apartment that just stays on.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, see, I don't like the quiet.
Really?
Yeah, like, I'm always rocking the jams at my place.
You know, but what about at night? What about when you're just
24/7?
That's it.
Just rocking the jams.
When there's some Rob Zombie? No, yeah. Dave, it's 2 a.m. I'm so tired.
Oh, man. Did you have a good Halloween?
We can't. Nobody thinks that
we're recording this before Halloween.
But tomorrow's Halloween.
Yeah. So what are you doing? You're going.
We're recording this the day you're listening to the Halloween episode.
That's true. That's how that works.
Technically, I'm gone. Technically, tonight will be November 6th, Election Day.
Oh,
the
right.
Scariest holiday of them all.
Did you vote? Did you do? Are you going to vote?
Yeah, I mailed it in.
Yeah?
Yep. I voted for... voted to end daylight savings time, and some guy's nickname was Lower Taxes. Mark, Lower Taxes Low. I'm like, I don't want taxes. And you actually put your nickname in the ballot? Fucking go for it.
So like the world's worst wrestler.
Yeah. Yeah, I want the politician nicknames to be wrestling characters. Honestly, that's what got Trump fucking elected.
Yeah. But he also wrestled.
Oh, that's right. He did do some of that, huh?
Yeah, he was a fictional character that people voted for.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you get.
And we're not going to talk about the actual horrors of our times.
Yeah.
Cuz there's plenty of them.
That's true.
Whether we talk about them or not, they're out there. So
what's going on with these Proud Boys?
I don't know. And I'm sure if I want to know, I'll read about it. Mm. They're just some dickheads. Just packs of roving dickheads out in the world. I was talking about with Bob about what... shout out to Bob.
Yeah.
My dear friend Bob.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying, yeah, there's less serial killers because of mass shootings. Like, if you're crazy, you're just going to be like, I just shoot a bunch of people.
Do you really think that that's the case?
He just sent me the article about it. But that's what I was talking to him about. And we touched on it a little bit before. We're talking about serial killers. And this is where I came to, like, okay, I'm not a religious guy. And I think organized religion is pretty much bullshit. But what if the idea, like the original idea that, you know, the idea of hell was to keep you in line. Keep you scared of what's in the afterlife.
Uh-huh.
Because if there's nothing after we die, the same as if before we're born,
uh-huh,
why should you behave by any set of rules?
That's a good question.
Especially knowing you're just going to put one in your skull after you do whatever you're going to do anyway.
Uh-huh.
Because you are confident that you'll just be like, it won't matter anyway. Mm-hmm. There will be nothing. Why not be a terrible person?
Well, okay, I think we both could answer that because we both, neither one of us really, like you just said, you're not a religious person. And of course, religious and spiritual can be two different things. But I don't think I'm really either. Mm-hmm. I'm not religious. I was raised religious. And I'm not overly spiritual.
Yeah.
But yet I still try to be a good person. You know, I'm
but why?
Just not, I think just not to stick out in a negative light, not to be just another dickhead.
Yeah, but and I'm only for argument's sake. Yeah, I don't want to cause harm to other people, not intentionally anyway. We all, you know, accidentally hurt people's feelings, or your behaviors affect some people negatively.
Burn down cabins.
Burn down a cabin. That's an accident, Dave.
Yeah.
Are you admitting to it?
No, I'm not admitting
to
anything.
Well, stop bringing it up, man.
It's just, you know.
You keep saying it, and then that's, you're just...
None of this is incriminating.
It's all incriminating.
I haven't revealed any details that would incriminate me.
Everybody listening is convinced you've burnt down this cabin. Accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
But you should shut up about the cabin.
Didn't mean to interrupt.
As I've said, as your unqualified and unappointed legal counsel, shut up about the cabin, Dave.
Oh, man.
What cabin? That's your answer. When somebody asks you about the cabin, you say, what cabin?
Mm-hmm.
From here on out.
I interrupted you. Continue that thought.
Oh, so you burnt down this cabin.
No.
That wasn't
before that.
Oh, before that. Okay. No, like, what? Like, I don't want to, like, do anything mean, mm-hmm. you know? But if, you know, I was raised Catholic, and you were raised with Christianity.
Southern
and,
Baptist.
But so something, an idea, right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I'm, like, going against what I think, like, organized religions, it's so controlling and all this. But do you think there's more people, like, whose parents, like, nah, we never made them go to church and never gave them a sense of right? Like, you could still, you don't have to bring your kids to church to teach them morality.
Yeah.
But who are just like, nah, we never really instilled that value in them. Like, can you, like, raise a sociopath just for not, because you haven't instilled in them?
Yeah, I think so.
Good and bad.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are raising sociopaths unknowingly with the...
In the tipping point of being a sociopath into a psychopath is easier. Like, you're already kind of mm-hmm. far enough along if you're a sociopath.
Well, and this is very old man talk, but, like, it just seems... And granted, I'm not around a lot of children these days, thank God. But and not even just children, just even the way adults behave nowadays. But it just seems like we're at the, as a society, we're more narcissistic than we've ever been. Yeah. Everything's about me. Especially you see like kids raised today, especially like single kids. Not single kids, but the only child.
Yeah.
Single kids. But like it just seems like... I don't know. Like I have, and I'm not going to name names, but I have friends and stuff that have kids. It's just like, I don't know. When I was a kid, my parents, and they were great, but it was just like, you're the kid, we're the adults, and fucking shut up.
Yeah, there's a lot of hands off. Yeah.
Now it just seems like, oh, we're all equivalents. We're all peers. You know, no, you're the parent, and that's the kid.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a say so yet, you know, on most things. But now it just seems like they're just spoiled and.
No, there's a lot of like, raise your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, raise your fucking kid.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, your kid that just is running around the thoroughfare of an airport where people are trying to get on flights and late. Like, oh, look at my magical kid exploring the space. Hey, fuck your kid.
Yeah.
Get your kid the fuck out of the way, strap him in their goddamn stroller, and deal with it as a parent. Now, oh, my kid needs to explore. Your kid can explore in your yard. This is an airport. I'll kick your kid.
We're in public.
Not on purpose, but if your kid, like, I'm running to make a shit connection.
Uh-huh.
And your little free spirit needs to wander in the thoroughfare? Get the fuck out of here. Every screaming kid, like, yeah, I know, you know, personally too, like, oh, you're just not going to raise your kid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just can't control her. You can control a kid. It's a small person.
Yeah.
You won't like to. It'll be a scene, but you can control your kid.
Yeah.
But also, is that because everybody else are like, what are you doing to that child if a kid's having a fit? And you're actually like, no, tough shit. Fine, have a fit. Grant, I don't have kids. You don't have kids. We're talking out of school about that kind of thing.
Is it socially unacceptable now to physically discipline your kids?
Spank them? Hit your kid? Yeah, of course it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I did not.
Oh, you can't hit your kid.
Well, there's a difference between hit and spank. I was never hit. My dad never punched me in the eye.
No, I got spanked.
But I got spanked a lot.
I got a belt, and I got a wooden spoon.
And it's the only thing especially with a little boy, little shit-kicking boy like I was, mm-hmm. it was the only thing that kept my ass in line. Take away my Nintendo, take away whatever, yeah. I don't give a shit. But when Dad took that belt off, I was like, oh, shit.
And, all right, now we're talking about, you know, it's like everything else. It's, you know, it's comedians making rape jokes or saying the N-word. It's like, well, what's the intention? What, like... Each situation is more unique. Like, I was hit, and that was the big end-all, be-all. If it wasn't, like, a default, you did anything wrong, you got hit. It was like, I spanked you and never do this again, and was, like, sat down afterwards, like, yeah. This was bad. Like, and it was never, like, didn't get hurt. The fucking doctor told my mom, you can hit him with a belt, just don't use the buckle.
Yeah.
Like, well, okay, you'd think that'd be common sense.
Yeah.
But doctor's orders, get hit with a leather belt.
But so do you think nobody does that, or most
people don't do that? I don't think so. No, it'd be the most horrific thing in the world.
To spank your child?
Yeah. To the world nowadays?
Huh. That's interesting.
You know?
One thing my dad did, and I don't know if he did this on purpose for the reason I'm about to say, but like... I will say I got spanked a lot, but it was never an impulse spanking. It was always scheduled, meaning when I get home or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I think I don't know if he did that for the reason of like that way, you know, he's not angry, he's not in the moment, but I still got my discipline. I still got, you know, what I had coming to me.
Can I talk about that lady who freaked out on her kids at Disneyland?
No.
The one we were at Disneyland last week?
Uh-huh. Two weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
The fucking space-time continuum of podcasting.
I'm getting a coffee at one of these, like one of the little, just like a push cart thing in Disneyland, mm-hmm. like the churro stand, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I walk up, and this woman's got the side-by-side stroller. She's like, "What did you do? That's poison!" Like freaking out on a kid. She has two kids that I don't know if they're twins, but similar age enough to be in the side-by-side mm-hmm. stroller. And she bit, like, this kid bit a glow stick, and the kid was too young. Like, kid didn't know.
Uh-huh.
What she was doing. It was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, a young, young kid. And how could that's poison? No, I have to go to the... And I can, like, when parents are scared, they seem mad, but it's because they're scared, you know, like, why would you do something that's so stupid? You'd go and do that. It's only because they realize how dangerous something could have been. Yeah. I know my mom, and afterwards, explaining, like, I'm not mad. It's just that you scared me so much by doing something like that. I came out as anger. But freaking out on this kid... About biting a glow stick, which if Disney's selling glow sticks, you're fucking fine.
Yeah.
But then, okay, so I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And I'm looking, and then I'm getting my coffee, and then out of the side of my eye to the right now, I see that stroller just like the wheelchair from The Omen, just freestyling itself into a wall. A stroller hits a wall. With the kids in it, the stroller hits the wall. Hits it hard enough. I think it was like tricycle strollers, one mm-hmm. wheel in the front, two in the back,
mm-hmm.
where the back wheels bounce up and jerks the kids inside of it.
Yeah.
And then the mom comes running up. And I didn't see it, but I think that mom just fucking pushed the stroller and let go.
Really?
And pushed it into a wall where I was just like, then I'm just looking. I'm like, what the fuck? Almost
really
wanted to say something. Because then the mom runs up, and there was a boy and a girl, and I think the girl's one that bit the glow stick, and the boy's crying. She's like, oh, my God, I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. You're all right. And then the girl's crying, too. She's like, I'm not talking to you right now. Like, still mad at the girl for biting a glow stick. I'm like, and then, like, there was – it looked like maybe an aunt was with him because she looks similar to the mom, kind of looking around like, ha-ha, it's fine. It's fine. Because people are just going, wow, you're shit parents.
Yeah.
You're shit parents. Now, I don't know what it's like having two kids at Disneyland all day. But if you can't handle having two kids at Disneyland all day, either don't have the kids and go to Disneyland by yourself, or have the kids and don't take them to fucking Disneyland, mm-hmm. you fucking trash. But cool, they're in the world.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you know what? Give them a tax break because they put that fucking disaster in the world. That's what I said, baby showers. Like, you get a gift for having a baby? No, you give gifts out. Hey, I'm taxing the system again.
Yeah.
Here's a gas card because everything's more expensive now that I put more people in the world.
Yeah.
So I've said, you can't tell me you're woke if you insist on having your own brand new white baby. That's not woke. Woke, you get an upcycled kid. You know, fuck. Oh, but I gotta have my own brand new one. Sorry, there's plenty of kids out there. You are not woke, and you're definitely not any environmentalist with a kid. Get the fuck out of here. A true environmentalists would kill themselves. You care about the environment? Then take a hike. Then put yourself in the ground and fertilize some trees. Boy, where did that come from?
I don't know how people do it, man.
I don't know why I got so upset.
I don't have a puppy because I don't think I could take care of it. Yeah. I can't imagine just having a brood of kids. Like, it seems like such a big deal, but then you see some people, and to them, it doesn't seem like a big deal. It's like, I mean, some people, it almost seems like, you know, we got another puppy, we got another dog, you know, like, you got four kids, you're 30.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing this?
Mm-hmm. And some people do it well. And some, I mean, I'm sure people do it all different ways. Yeah. It can be done. Can raise great children, but not every one of your kids is going to cure cancer or figure out how to clean the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Your
not
kids,
everybody's special. There's 7 billion people in the world.
No. We're comedians. Very we're few. Fucking worthless.
Very few are special.
We're worthless.
Oh, man.
We are taking up space. Fuck, what do you want to do? Talk about fucking ghosts on our podcasts? Fucking worthless idiots. I'm going to sit here and fart and ask people to pay us money so I can listen to us belch and talk about ghosts.
Oh, man.
This is stupid.
Just calm down. You're all worked
me?
Up. Yeah.
I know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you got getting cantankerous.
Hey, guys. I want to remind you that today's episode is brought to you by Eero, because life is too short for bad Wi-Fi. What is Eero? Well, it's pretty simple. Eero Plus is designed to provide simple, reliable security that defends all of your home's devices against a growing number of threats, such as malware, spyware, phishing attacks, as well as unsuitable content. That could be the boogie monster. A combination of Eero with Eero Plus provides a complete protection for your network and all your devices. It's pretty cool. All right, look, I don't know all the technology. I don't get the science and the tech behind some of this, but it's obvious that the single router model just doesn't work anymore for our increasingly high bandwidth world. It's simple physics. Wi-Fi waves don't go through walls very well. Imagine asking a light bulb in your living room to light your bedroom. Doesn't make sense. What you need is a distributed system. This is what offices have had for years, albeit at a considerable expense. With Eero, you can install an enterprise-grade Wi-Fi system in your home in just a few minutes. Simply download the Eero app on your iOS or Android device. It'll walk you through each step of the process. It's quick, it's easy, it's painless. Endorsement time. They sent me the product. I don't know anything about the tech. You know I'm not tech savvy, but I downloaded the app, and I don't know how it works. I just know with my old setup, the internet was so slow. You're watching Netflix. It's buffering. It's crapping out on you. Not anymore. Not with this Eero, because basically they're gonna do the whole house for you. They give you multiple devices in the setup. That way your entire apartment, your entire house isn't working off of one router. You got one basically in each room. And it's pretty cool. And again, I don't know all the science. I just know that it works. All right, when you hook up with Eero, here's what you're going to get. You're going to get total network protection. Eero Plus offers the ability to block malicious and unwanted content across your entire network. You get advanced security by checking the sites you visit against a database of millions of known threats. Eero Plus prevents you from accidentally visiting malicious sites without slowing anything down. You get content blocking. Eero Plus automatically tags sites that contain violent, illegal, or adult content, so you can choose what you and your kids can and cannot visit right there in the Eero app. And finally, you get ad blocking. Thank God. Get rid of those annoying ads that pop up on all your devices. So yeah, they got a good deal for you right now. Never think about Wi-Fi again. You get $100 off the Eero base unit and two beacons package. You get a 1 year of Eero Plus. All you got to do is visit Eero.com/boogie. That's Eero.com/boogie. And at checkout, just enter promo code boogie. That's Eero.com/boogie. Promo code boogie. Life's too short for bad Wi-Fi. Get on it, guys.
Well, I think we should continue talking about urban legends.
You want to?
Yeah.
Happy election.
I sent out a request to our patrons. I wanted to hear some of theirs. I'm going to read you some of their...
What'd they say? What do they got?
Just read a few from these guys. And then I got some more here. I don't know here.
Come on, man. You want to get me off of my bits?
Sam Thomason, he says, the one where after a forest fire, they found a dude in full scuba gear burn up like 50 feet in a tree. Story goes he was swimming around in a lake. One of those fire planes comes in low, and to give him some more water, scoops him up and dumps his fucking scuba diving ass in the flaming woods. That was in Magnolia.
Yeah.
And you know who the scuba diver guy was caught in the tree was? That was
old Patton Oswalt.
So
wait, that was from a movie too.
There was a movie about that?
With that babe. That babe and the guy, the mismatched pairing of sideways guy.
Paul Giamatti?
Yeah. Marty. And fucking, ugh. All right. I'm going to find a movie where that was a big thing about it. It was like something like he was like just a, the whole movie was just, he was like a shitty guy the whole time. And then he started going senile in the end. And everybody's like, oh, he was so nice. It's like, no, he was just a shitty dude. The guy he was portraying. Mm-hmm. He was just a shitty guy. And then he was, Where is it?
Splendor. He plays a shitty guy in that.
No.
Harvey Pekar. That opening scene when they're all the kids are trick-or-treating.
Barney's version.
And she's like, and who are you supposed to be? Why do I gotta be somebody? I'm just a kid from the neighborhood, lady. He's 5 years old. He's already just...
Just sounds hard living.
Just a curmudgeon. Jeez, lady. Just a kid from the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You find it?
Yeah, it's called Barney's version.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never heard of that movie. That sounds made up.
No, he was like this guy that was kind of just a womanizing. I don't know, but the whole thing is they think he maybe killed his friend because his friend slept with his wife.
Huh?
But he got hit by a boat or something. Okay. Something. No, it was discovered in the mountains. That's right. Near East skydiving. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, yeah. But it was something. So this is an urban legend that a guy got scooped up?
Yeah. They found a scuba diver 50 feet up in a tree. And I guess they think that he was scuba diving and one of the water planes.
How much do those dip down to scoop you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't they see his little flag?
I don't know.
Is this an ocean?
No, this would have been like in a lake, I guess. Because
I wonder if they can't use ocean water. Because the salt would ruin the earth anyway. But you want to put out the fire.
Huh.
But so they use lake water. What's the guy's name? I'll look up. I'm going to Snopes it.
Oh, I don't know the guy's name.
Scuba diver in a tree. Sounds like girlfriend in a coma.
Read another one here from one of the best names.
Snopes.
Nick Bumbowski.
Oh, Nicky Bum Bums.
Nicky Bum Bow. He says, the lady of Lake...
False.
I'm going to mispronounce this. Ronkonkoma. The lady of Lake Ronkonkoma.
Oh, what a Ronkonkoma.
That's from his hometown.
Girlfriend in a Ronkonkoma.
The legend is that two hostile Native American tribes...
Scoot a tree.
Two Native American tribes lived across the lake from each other. A man and a woman from either tribe fell in love.
I'm just looking up Ronkonkoma.
She tried swimming across the lake to be with him, and she drowned. She now supposedly takes one man swimming in the lake every year by drowning them, despite the fact, he says, I don't think anyone has drowned in the lake in several years. It's so disgusting, you don't want to swim in it, really.
I just found a band called Sexpress.
Sexpress?
And they have a song called Coma 2. And we're going to listen to it. Right now on The Boogie Monster. It's S'apostrophe Express. Sexpress. Starting slow. Let's skip ahead. This is 30 seconds in.
What's going on there?
Let's try. It's a minute in to Coma 2 by Sexpress. It's pretty spooky. Feeling it. It just sounds like a minute 30 in now. All right, well, does the song never starts?
Hmm.
That song does not. That is all right. Well, that was a bad idea. Well, what are we talking about?
We're talking about urban legends. You just simmer down. All right, just get your mind right. Take a time out. I'm going to spank you, but take off my belt.
Give me an urban legend.
All right, here's an urban legend.
Podcast gets real different.
In Arkansas, got this thing called the Dog Boy.
Of course
they do. The Dog Boy. All right, if you find yourself at 65 Mulberry Street in the middle of a minuscule Arkansas town called Quitman, you may not be laughing when you see a hulking outline of a 300-pound half-man, half-beast, complete with glowing animal eyes.
Why can't Arkansas just have a wolf man like everybody else? Why do they got to be so special?
Let's see here. The story behind it ends up that this dude, Gerald Bettis, is the only son of the Bettis family of 65 Mulberry Street in Quitman. He was always a problem child. He wasn't very cute. He's just a haggard little.
Just mean to this guy.
Anything weirder than a haggard little? Oh, speaking of haggard, I was talking last week about that movie Hereditary that I didn't care for. But have you seen that? The young girl in that movie. I'm assuming that it's some makeup and prosthetics, but bless her heart, she's just.
She
looks like a 70-year-old 10-year-old.
Oh, I don't remember enough of it.
Just
then. I
got a haggard little girl. Haggard kids are weird. Anyway, Bettis. This Bettis guy, he would collect and torture animals, and before turning his sociopathic focus on his elderly parents, he allegedly imprisoned them in their own home and murdered his father. Eventually, Bettis would be in prison for growing marijuana on his back porch, and he died in a state penitentiary in 1988. But yeah, man, 300-pound half man, half dog. That's creepy.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. You need more?
He's just a
it's a half man, half dog. He killed his dad. It's an urban legend.
Well, who's his dad? A dog?
Oh, okay. I see where you're going. What are you doing?
How's here? He? All right, give me another one. What else he got?
All right, let me find you're doing here. Oh, in Hawaii, they have this thing, these things called the Night Marchers.
Oh, yeah, man.
You ever heard of the Night Marchers?
I heard about that. If you see them coming, you got to look at the ground. You can't look them in the face.
Just imagine you're out kicking it on the beach, and you hear like these drum beats. And then you look up, and there's a whole herd of ancient Hawaiian warriors. And they were their job back in the day was to protect the islands. From outside threats.
Did a pretty shitty job.
And
I was there on vacation.
Yeah, like you said, if you see them coming, you got to lay face down and don't look at them. Don't make eye contact. The first alleged encounter came with from the Night Marchers. Where was this? Captain Cook arrived on the Hawaiian shores in 1778. In the Hawaiian tradition, the Night Marchers' role in life was to protect sacred members of the community. In modern times, their spirits have been reported all throughout the islands, mainly at the sites of sacrificial temples and other sacred grounds. And, yeah, man, that'd be creepy just to see, like, a whole group of people. Like it's one thing to see a ghost or a this or whatever, but, like, holy shit, there's 75 ancient warriors walking in my direction.
Well, yeah, and if you look at them, they'll—I guess they'll kill you. But I don't know. That one's scary because, especially the landscape there too. Like they're supposed to come down through the valley. It's good stuff, man.
There's another one from Idaho. The Phantom Jogger of Canyon Hill. Rumors of minty hauntings in Caldwell, Idaho's centuries-old Canyon Hill Cemetery. But the one that gets the most attention is this Midnight Jogger. Yeah. This case, it involves parking between certain trees in the cemetery at night. You go to a certain cemetery, park between these certain trees, and if you do it right, this legless apparition will knock on your window to let you know she's there and then continue on her route and... yeah, it came from the origins come from a conspiratorial legend that the entire state of Idaho doesn't actually exist. I haven't heard that one.
They're straight up denying
the perhaps the jogger is just a creation of a deranged and
gaslighting the whole state.
Deceptive government. But yeah, I haven't heard
not
that.
Even real, bro.
I haven't even heard that one. How could you convince somebody that an entire state's not real? Although I have never met anybody from Idaho. Got to know somebody from Idaho. What comic would
I went to Boise. I went to Idaho. It's
Did
a
you?
Real place, yeah.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been to that place.
Okay, Kyle.
I mean, we really crushed it last week.
Well, I'm telling you some urban legends here. These are great. These are interesting.
All right, what do you got? Give me one.
Jacqueline Parker, she tells us. Or
who's
asks,
she?
She's on the Patreon. Used to be one in Portland, Oregon, about an old woman that rode around on TriMet with a dead infant.
That's weird.
That is weird. That also reminds me, there's one, I think it was in Illinois or Indiana. It was called The Vanishing Man, and I think it was Illinois. I don't know if you've ever heard this. There's a bus route, and I forgot what city it's in, but there's supposed to be a phantom bus passenger. Just some dude that appears and disappears on the bus. That'd be
creepy.
I mean,
that's got, because like the Resurrection Mary one, that's the Chicago one of the woman who gets picked up in front of the cemetery. We talked about that.
Yeah.
But that, like, every city has that kind of story, like the phantom hitchhiker, the phantom passenger.
Yeah. But that's creepy.
Whenever there's new ones with like Lyft.
Ooh.
He gave me no stars because he was a ghost.
It
wouldn't be. The Lyft driver would be. No, the Lyft passenger.
Did I tell you the time when I was driving Lyft a couple years ago? I picked up like 6 drunk dudes from a bar and took them somewhere. I forgot. But it was late at night. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning on a weekend. And picked up 6 of them. And unknowingly, unbeknownst to me, only dropped off 5. And, and about a mile down the road... I think I'm alone, and this head pops up in my rearview mirror. Scared the shit
That's
out of me.
Fucked up.
This dude had passed out, and I guess all his friends, they just all kind of barreled out of the van. Nobody's doing a head count, and this dude was passed out. But literally about 5 minutes later, 5 minutes have passed, and I just see in my rearview. And I mean, I almost wrecked the car. Like, it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, you got to kind of. Let people know, especially the van. You got enough hiding spots from the driver back there.
And then he was pissed that I couldn't turn around and take him. I just dropped him off at 7-Eleven. It's like, dude, call somebody else, man. I didn't ask you to fall asleep.
You couldn't take me back. Oh, his buddies left him in there?
Yeah. I don't know if they did it on purpose. I mean, you know, imagine being with a whole group
of
people in a van and everybody
Where'd you drop
bails out. Just somewhere like around the east side.
What bar were you picking them up from?
Some downtown bar. Yeah. Kind of close to the old, what's that theater we used to do shows at down there? The Independent Theater right there.
Oh, okay.
Was that Main Street or Broadway? I don't know. Downtown confuses me. James Cook. He writes, what about the one where Oprah and Bill Cosby conspired to drive Dave Chappelle crazy, causing him to escape to Africa?
Wait, what?
I never heard that one. Oprah and Bill Cosby.
I think somebody's,
against Dave Chappelle.
Somebody's having you on.
Yeah.
I think somebody's putting you on there.
Probably. Let's see. I got some other good ones here. Oh, I didn't even tell you about... oh, man, I lost my notes. Oh, yeah, here we go. And we've made mention of this one before. The Goat Man of Maryland. Not my Goat Man that I wanted to see as a child.
Not my Goat Man.
My Goat Man that I'm referring to that we've talked about in the past was the crazy old bastard. My mom saw him when she was a child. The guy that would ride a buggy drawn by goats. From Kentucky to Florida and back.
We've discussed this.
So that's one. Yeah, that's a real guy. That's a real dude. You can look him up. But this is the Maryland Goat Man. Half man, half goat. Kills teenagers, eats dogs, screams like a goat.
No.
Yeah. The USDA was even forced to, at one point, publicly deny accidentally creating the beast in their Beltsville Agricultural Research Center.
Whoops, half goat, half man.
Another tale.
Should we keep him under... He got out. He hooved his way through the lock.
I mean, that is creepy. There's a photograph, and I'm sure it's probably, you know, photoshopped or doctored or something. But there's a photograph taken from a game camera, trail cam, of this goat man, and it's got the body of a dude and the head and the horns of a goat.
Let me see this. Goat man.
Yeah, Maryland goat man.
Maryland.
Another tale revolves around a goat farmer who, after realizing a group of rowdy teens had killed his tribe. Is that what you call goats? A tribe of goats? He went totally crazy.
Is this
turned
the picture
into a
you're talking about?
Slaying ghost. What?
This guy with a fucking this thing?
Yeah, there you go. That's a goat man.
That's not.
No, what's wrong with that?
The fact that it says mock-up photo right next to it. Maybe that could be it.
Okay.
The fact that they're openly like, this is what we think he might look like.
First recorded media mentions of the goat man occurred in 1971, courtesy of writer Karen Holzer of the Prince George's County News. She was the first to kind of dig deep into the Maryland folklore, followed by an actual news item about a family blaming the brutal decapitation of their puppy on the goat man, which they may or may not have just heard about via the county news. A month later, the Washington Post ran a national feature detailing the legend of the goat man. Ultimately, the goat man was becoming one of America's most persistent and well-known urban legends when claim sightings still occurred on a regular basis. Man, that is creepy.
What?
The concept of a half-man, half-goat.
Listen, I have no doubt that the government has created some chimeras.
Yeah.
But I don't think that, I don't think they lived. Or if they lived, they're under wraps.
Yeah.
That, I'm honestly, prison, you can't escape prison if you get locked up for weed charges. But you think they're just letting goat boy? They just taped him up in a box with holes in it?
Did you ever see the Seinfeld where Kramer thinks he saw a pig man at the hospital? The government's creating a whole army of pig warriors. Half pig, half man. That's all, folks.
I don't deny that they're making things. I don't deny that governments around the world and military operations are fucking around with what they can make. Like I said before, you could already just pay $150,000 to have your pet cloned. Mm-hmm. Have your dead pet cloned. You think you could just do that, but when it came to people, there's no moral blockade when it comes to military or government experiments. Yeah. Nobody's ever been like, but we shouldn't.
The Russians were trying to in the early 20th century. They tried to like do some like monkey soldiers.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing it.
Fucking around with eugenics and stuff.
They're doing it. We're doing it. Everybody's doing it.
Hey, we should talk about this real quick. No, I don't guess this is technically an urban legend, but your buddy Bob was telling us about this.
Yeah.
And this was news to me. I guess a few months ago in Peru, they found the grave of the largest child sacrifice in recorded history.
Mm-hmm.
More than 140 children were sacrificed about the same time in Peru's northern coastal region about 550 years ago. Discovery was made near modern-day Trujillo, which lies near the center of the ancient Chimú civilization. Also, more than 200 young llamas were sacrificed alongside the children.
Yeah, the llama thing is not...
140 kids and 200 llamas all whacked at the same time. That's crazy.
All with their hearts cut out, he said.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, that's crazy.
That was Bob's argument. Why isn't that haunted? If one kid dies, one lady jumps off the Hollywood sign, the whole Hollywood sign's got to be haunted. But 142 dead kids?
That's true.
And then before this episode, we were talking about a Brazzers comedy show we were watching.
Uh-huh.
And you were wondering what it does to the energy of the world if you're in porn
yeah.
and you have a bunch of dudes let's just say, spilling their seed of your image, if that changes what's it put in the world.
And I've thought about that. Like, that's
it's an odd sort of worship.
It's got to do something to the balance and the energy of the world when you take just you take a big porn star, whomever it may be. I mean, Jenna Jameson, for example. How many seeds have been spilled to her image?
Well,
millions.
Just, well, think about like what people get off of just the selfies, Instagram famous shit like that. Because we're talking about like you see porn people around town in L.A. and you're like, oh yeah, they're living.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you see them and they got this look on their face like they're kind of broken.
Yeah.
From the outside world, and I'm not judging. I look at it and so hey, then I'm not judging. You do like. Everybody's doing some form of pornography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Us closer than other people. Here's my personal life on display. I hope you laugh at it, because if you laugh at it, it's acceptance.
What is going on with the selfies? Like that's got to have an impact on society eventually.
Okay, let's go back to what we were originally talking about what was set up, or like we're old. And we don't understand it, but now because so now we could judge like oh, a 15-year-old like being internet famous for doing nothing. Like we do the bare minimum. Stand-up comedy is the bare minimum of show business. I show up and I talk. I didn't learn instruments.
Though. Not to be self-righteous about it, but at least we're writing our stuff. I would think. I don't know. I think stand-up comedy, there's more to it than just your bullshit actor.
But a real writer writes it down.
Yeah.
And works with words that when you read the words, you're entertained by them. Mm-hmm. This is the bare minimum of show business. Some would argue it's the most raw, though. It's the most honest. And I could see that. But for this argument right now, we're not writing a play. We're not writing different acts of a story. We're not writing a book. We're not painting pictures. We didn't learn instruments. Show up, talk. Even if you're bad at it, all you had to do was show up.
Yeah.
There was no pre-planning.
Mm-hmm. Well, there should be. Yeah.
There should be.
Yeah.
But there, if you have an open mic, you can go to an open mic tonight.
Yeah.
Sign up.
Get up and talk.
And, yeah, be a comedian for 5 minutes. Uh-huh. Good or bad.
Yeah.
And... So that I'm sure that's like a frowned upon thing. Like think of like a theater actor or somebody trained Shakespearean actor. And maybe that's how we're looking at, you know, people that are internet famous. Like you're not even doing anything. At least I write my jokes.
Yeah.
You're just an unboxing video. People just watch videos of somebody opening a new iPhone or some shit.
Yeah.
And that seems fucked up to me. Wow. But you're someone who has internet access, but you can't afford a new iPhone, but you want to see what you're living vicariously. That's what somebody explained like live stream. Because it's people just walk around with a selfie stick just taping their day. That's it. They're just live streamers. And
oh, wait. So, like just regular people do that?
Yeah. And they're famous. And they're famous and they make money on Twitch or whatever. And I don't get it. But then somebody with kids was explaining like, well, you're living vicariously through someone who is like, oh, I get to go to Comic-Con. Oh, I'm doing this. Outside world, it looks like you are a self-involved idiot. But those people don't give a shit about who's around them judging them.
Yeah.
They got 3 million viewers. And they're making millions of dollars because of it. They don't give a shit what somebody at Starbucks cares if they're doing. Their world's inside the streaming services.
Yeah.
That's, you know, same way you can get caught up in Twitter, though. You know?
Yeah.
Your jokes are somebody else's pretty face.
Okay, yeah.
You know, they're getting likes and people commenting because, boy, you're hot. Boy, they're giving them validation. Twitter gave people who could come up with who maybe didn't have were too scared to sign up for an open mic but could write a funny joke, that gave them the same rush, you know?
But my question would like
to take it from me. I have all the answers.
The selfies, though, like, I really don't understand that as far. Like, I get like, okay, hey, I'm on vacation. Here's me in front of the Eiffel Tower. Here's me doing something interesting. But just this nonstop influx, like, do you think that's a byproduct of the convenience of the technology? Like,
very much so.
100 years ago, if our grandparents could process photographs instantly, do you think they would have been taking pictures of themselves?
I think if you take away the likes, you wouldn't see as much of it.
Ah.
Take away the outside, like, validation.
Okay. That's interesting.
Because it existed.
Take away that feature.
There was always digital cameras. You could always take a selfie, and then you would just put it on your Flickr or whatever. Or you'd put it on MySpace. But take away the validation of it.
Interesting.
If you took away the validation, that would fuck with things a lot.
I just, when I look through some people's Instagrams, and to each his own, I'm sure people say the same thing about me with food. Like, who gives a fuck about that cheeseburger took a photograph of? But it is funny if you go to someone's account where you can see all their pictures kind of at once, and it's just nothing but selfies. Like, what the fuck?
Well, that's
is wrong
why I think comedians'
you?
Instagrams are mostly worthless. Because it's like, I'm sorry, you being funny? You being informative? No, you're just jerking off? Get the fuck out of here. I got no time for this.
Yeah.
Many dear friends that are on there, I'm like, this is like, I think you're very funny, but this is unnecessary.
Yeah,
everybody talks about, good for you for driving an electric car. How much, I'm sure it's minuscule, but compounded. How much storage space, how much digital storage space is just garbage Instagram photos?
Yeah,
how many mainframe storage space? I know it's so minuscule, like you're making storage smaller and smaller, but how much of it is just trash? Like the cloud. What is the cloud?
Oh, I still don't understand the cloud.
It's just, it's where everything is.
All right. Well, we got that off our chest.
It's a real ranty episode.
Yeah. Got some more good ones here. I'll try to find one for you here. Did we talk about The Watcher? Talk about that
Didn't
last
we?
Week? Did we?
What's The Watcher?
The Watcher out of New Jersey. It's a legend. Crept. Okay, here's one that's kind of it's kind of modern. It kind of popped up around 2015. Summer 2015, a young family moved into $1 million house in Westfield, New Jersey. Soon after, they started getting letters signed by someone only IDing themselves as, quote, The Watcher, claiming it was his duty to watch over the house, while also spouting crazy lines like, do you need me to fill the house with young blood I requested? I don't know what that means. And who has the bedrooms facing the street? And some think Jersey. That this is a prank, but maybe a media hoax or even a way to drive down real estate prices. It's possible to know. But this guy just kept sending letters saying he's watching these people's houses.
And a way to drive down. Oh, that's a weird way, like make a place seem haunted.
Yeah. That's creepy. We talked about that. Oh, yeah. I think we talked about the concept of just following somebody for no reason. Didn't you tell a story about you or somebody did that at a casino?
Oh, yeah. Me and Brennan Walsh. Yeah. Fucking just decided to follow a dude through.
I've always wanted to do
casino.
That. Just like a whole day.
Like, we didn't want him to know. It was just for us to be like.
Yeah.
Which now, look back, like, yeah, that's a totally creepy thing to do.
That's very creepy.
But we were having a good time just being goofs. Just like we're just playing spy. Like a little kid, you play spy, you know? Just sneak around the neighborhood.
Hey, yo, dude. I got that new Kevin's Cryptid Season 2 trailer. I hear it's fire, dude. Let me throw this in real quick.
Yeah, man. Throw it in. I want to hear it.
It all started with an intern.
We're still alive.
Thank me.
Faster. Run faster.
Those monsters will bring real trouble.
I saw the fear in its eyes.
Father Nature has arrived.
Say goodnight, Mom Cherry. Shit.
This, my friend, is your destiny.
I've been dreaming about this day for a long, long time.
You're wanted men.
There is no salvation today.
The National Park Service always pays its debts.
Hey guys, what's up? I ran to the goat man!
Ba-ba-boom! Headshot!
You must be him. You must be Kevin.
Yo, what the fuck is this? Get this shit out of the whip, man. This shit is weak.
Kevin's Cryptid Season 2. All new episodes start October 22nd on Starburns Audio. Subscribe today.
What the hell? Man, who the fuck are you talking to? You sound high off your ass.
The Beast of Bladenboro out of North Carolina. Big vampire cat beast. Might also be part bear. Brutally murders pets and livestock. 1954, a string of mysterious, gruesome deaths began to hit animals in and around Bladenboro, North Carolina. Animals found with broken jaws, crushed heads, even reports of blood completely drained from their bodies. Eyewitness accounts varied, but seemed to point to something vaguely feline in nature, but also large and powerful. Story made national news. There were multiple hunting parties that attempted to catch the beast. They never did, and the killings eventually stopped. The beast of Bladenboro.
There was a... Where did they just find... There was like a... Or like, what, there was a movie about like lions that were specifically stalking human beings.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not saying that that shit can't go down. Mm-hmm. That we can't, you know, that stuff might not be out there in the world.
Man, I saw a picture the other day. I guess it's kind of going viral, of a fat tiger. Did you see that? Big old fat ass tiger. Just a portly bastard.
What? Yeah, come on. King of the jungle. Look, a fat tiger.
Oh, my God. Poor fat tiger.
Let me see it. Oh, look at this thing.
I too much.
Oh,
I gotta start working out.
Can you throw some vegetables into my cage?
Oh. It's just a fat tiger.
Tiger. Stupid tiger.
I'm a predator.
Apex predator.
I'm an apex predator.
He's got the B. He's B word fat.
Meow.
Like Patton Oswalt's bit about being B-word fan.
I bought the bracelet for Melinda's birthday. Oh, come on. Honestly, if he put a yak in here and just become friends with it, I couldn't do nothing else.
Speaking of fat tiger.
Is that your kung fu name?
Yeah. I'm a fat tiger. I've always prided myself, and I've always been heavy.
I get it, pride.
I've always prided myself in being, like, I've always been big, but I've always been fairly athletic and agile. But now where I live, I have to frogger myself across the street to get home because all the parking is on one side of a busy street.
Oh,
my apartment's
Silver
on the
Lake.
Other. Yeah. And, yeah. Man, I'm finally at the size now where, like I don't have a cool run. I used to could like run and still kind of be in control of everything.
Oh, you're just doing, you're just hard shuffling?
Yeah, now it's just like, it's like driving a motorcycle that you're not familiar with. Like, I don't know how to stop.
You're just big fella shuffling?
Big fella shuffling.
You gotta grab a pole when you're getting close to it?
Yeah, I can't stop on a dime.
Oh,
like,
no.
It's like, you know, it's like landing an airplane, man.
You're big guy shuffling over there.
And usually I have like grocery sacks, so it's funny. I'm just like,
like even the people that don't agree with the pedestrian right away are like, let him go. He's having a rough day.
Yeah, man. So, gotta.
That was like whenever, like in high school, if kids had too much in their backpacks and they didn't have the balance.
Yeah,
I was that guy.
It's the same way. Yeah,
when you just grab the backpack and spin it and watch their whole orbit, like watch the weight shift.
Yeah,
I do that to my buddy Joe all the time. He was like a real studious kid.
Yeah.
And he would just load every book he had up. I'm like, buddy, you know I'm knocking you over.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You wouldn't push the person. You'd push the backpack and just watch the weight. Like in space. That's like in space. Any little bit of movement, they just go with it because there's no resistance. If you push the backpack, they're like, I'm tethered to it. I can't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. There, it's like physics.
Yeah, it's like scuba weights.
Yeah, because used to, like, I would run... Like, you ever see like a basketball player during warm-ups? A basketball player's got this, he's got this like real cool little shuffle. Yeah. Like they're running, but their feet never leave the ground. I don't know, it's hard to describe, but like they just got this cool little swagger shuffle, little half-speed thing where like they're moving pretty fast, but like you can tell they're not trying, they're going 50%. Well, that used to be kind of how I would run.
Why
like,
did they do that?
And I don't know, just... I don't know. They're graceful, and you know, well, when they're warming up, you know, they're not trying to go balls to the wall.
Yeah.
But I used to kind of have that when I would cross the street. You know, it looked like, you know, like I was about to rip off my breakaway pants and check into the game. But now it's just like it's like a dirt bike out of control. It's like everybody out of the way. I'm coming in for a landing.
You're grabbing a light pole on the other side to stop yourself from going into the bushes.
Ugh, it sucks. Gotta get back into it, man.
That is, be careful, man. That's a street where everybody gets hit by cars.
Yeah, I've almost gotten hit a couple times.
Yeah, because you can't see. There's kind of a hill. It's also open. Like, people go fast on there. And there's no crosswalks.
The crosswalk's like a quarter mile away. I'm not gonna, like, that's why I jaywalk every time. It's like, I'm not gonna walk all the way.
Anytime I see somebody trying to pull a pedestrian right away when there's like a crosswalk 20 yards away, I'm like, fuck you. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're stuck in the middle of the street. I'm not stopping for you.
Yeah, when you're close, but man, it would be a real inconvenience to have to go up to the crosswalk. So I'm just gonna risk my life every time. The Melonheads of Ohio.
Love that band.
The Melonheads. What were they? The Lemonheads.
It's a shame about Ray.
Yeah. Man, now this is a crazy one. This is one I've thought about doing a whole topic on. But the legend of these pale, sickly, genetically altered children with giant fucking heads and razor-sharp teeth. And they love killing babies. So, yeah. There's been similar tales coming out of Michigan, Connecticut, a couple other places, but the one out of Ohio, particularly compelling. These Melonheads, they haunt the woods of Kirkland, Ohio, and they're apparently the adopted children of an unscrupulous doctor who used these pre-Melonheads to test medical and surgical methods with not so great results. In some versions of the tale, the kids are more likely to scurry away like chipmunks than bite your face off, but in others, they're just ghosts of the kids.
Pre-Melonheads.
Man, sickly, genetically altered children. That's creepy. Anything creepier than a sick kid?
Melonheads.
Don't cough on me.
Melonheads. Oh, yeah, God, man. They're always sick. Melonheads.
Could you imagine running across one of these little bastards? Oh, man, that would suck.
Let me see images. Ugh. Yeah, Michigan and Ohio, sure.
Pardon me. We talked about Charlie No Face.
Bulbous brains. Melonhead's a good insult. It's like they made a folklore out of an insult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These Melonheads. Oh, I've seen Melonheads. They got big heads.
Let's reverse engineer one. What's a good insult that you like to?
I don't know. I try to say
dickhead. Look at this fucking dickhead. Man,
genetically engineered a penis on his forehead.
That movie. What's the movie with Dan Aykroyd and Demi Moore?
Coneheads.
No, where it's a creepy, dark comedy where they go to haunted house.
I know what you're talking about.
Dan Aykroyd's character had his nose was a penis. They never really acknowledged it, but it was clearly his nose was a penis.
Really?
Yeah. He had a little dickhead nose.
Croyd, Demi Moore. Nothing but trouble.
Nothing but trouble.
I want to see his dick nose.
Get a little dick nose.
Look at dick nose over here. Uh-huh. He really had a dick nose?
Looked like a dick to me.
I mean, now here's one that where they make it a dick nose.
Uh-huh.
It is kind of a dick nose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They give him a dick nose.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they show a real guy with a dick nose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look at this. Oh, it's just Gerard Depardieu. The French guy.
Is that really him?
I don't know, man.
Oh, that's right.
It's a website called islice.blogspot.com. I don't know what the fuck this crap is.
You ever heard of the Bunny Man? This one's creepy.
Everybody's... No, it's not.
In 1970, there were numerous police reports of people who had been threatened by a man holding an axe wearing a white suit with bunny ears. A few individuals reported the man in the suit actually threw the axe at them for trespassing. To this day, there have been many sightings of dead rabbits appearing in the woods surrounding Fairfax Bridge, now known as the Bunny Man Bridge, as well as a white figure appearing late at night underneath the bridge.
No more animals and man at the end of it.
Legends say that in 1904, a group of convicts were piled onto a bus to be transported from an asylum in Clifton, Virginia, to a nearby prison. En route, one of the buses crashed. The convicts managed to escape. It's just the plot of The Fugitive. The police were able to round up all but one of the convicts. As their search went on, they began to find skinned, half-eaten bunnies in the woods and hanging from the overpass of the Fairfax Bridge. A year later, on Halloween night, several teens went to hang out under the bridge.
Teens are always getting it.
Come morning, they were all found dead. It is said that if you hang out under the bridge on Halloween night, you will meet the same fate as the rabbits and the teenagers. Now that's scary. Fucking dude in a bunny suit. Did you ever see that god-awful movie Gummo?
No, that was one of the, who did that one?
Guy that was Harmony Korine.
Guy that's pretty much kind of a pervert for the kids.
Yeah, he did the movie Kids.
Yeah.
But man, Gummo was just,
I heard it was like a big, and this is weird, and this is gross, yeah, and this is off-putting.
There was nothing. There was no, like, narrative whatsoever. But one of the kids just always wandered around, a little dirty 12-year-old kid with fucking bunny ears. Pissing off the overpass. Like literally pissing off the overpass. Not making the overpass mad, but urinating off of it. Yeah, man, that was back in my in my 20s when me and my at the time girlfriend were we're just into the weird films and the art house.
I remember seeing Kids, and because I thought it was like, oh, it was about skateboarding. It was kind of intense and weird, and then I watched What's Up Rockers, the skateboard one.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
I don't know, man. You know what? I just got, it's not for me.
Yeah,
art film. Maybe if I had studied it and understood what's going on, that's the reason. Like, I can watch somebody do weird comedy that the audience isn't enjoying. I'm like, yeah, but I know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
So.
All right, buddy. Well, that's another batch of urban legends for you.
We really talked out our ass on this one.
These are fun. I like these because, yes, of course, 99% of them are not true, unlike other things that we discuss on here where I feel like almost everything is true. But these are fun because, you know,
I like a silly, scary story.
And I like the concept that, like, maybe one little component of it is true. And even that, you know, if just one part of that fucking axe-wielding bunny man story is true, that's terrifying.
No more half-breed fucking, oh, he's like a fucking boy, but he's also an armadillo. No, he's just got eczema. Leave him alone. Just let him live his life.
He's just got eczema. All right, let me give you one more. All right, the Bandage Man of Cannon Beach.
No.
Yeah. This one, where is this? This is coming out of Oregon. Cannon Beach. All right. He's this fucking, basically a mummy. The Bandage Man, most popularly, they think it's a logger, an old logging dude who got hacked up at a nearby mill. Made his earliest documented appearance in the 1950s. He was likely a spook story told around the beach bonfires by teens, weaned on monster movies. But yeah, just this dude wandering the streets, and he would go up like to typical Lover's Lane type scenarios and just bang on windows, and he'd steal dogs. There's legends that he's stealing and eating dogs.
He's got bandages.
He's got bandages all over him. And he would even jump in the back of some cars. He would jump into some people's cars, and then they would fight him off, and he would run away, and then the car was left smelling like rotting flesh.
Yeah, see, these are all kind of the same bits.
Yeah. Could be true. You don't know, dude.
No, I sure don't. I sure don't.
Oh, man.
I don't know all the truth.
No? Well, buddy. Well, I'm sorry you were so unamused by the urban legends. You're just the type of guy one of these is going to happen.
It's always the same one. The guy's half a thing and half another thing. And he scares kids.
Well, yeah.
All right.
What's your point?
Give me a whole thing. Give me a whole guy.
You got any more urban legends from the Chicago area when you were growing up? that you haven't told?
No, man. I mean, there's the Devil in the White City. That's not really an urban legend, but H.H. Holmes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a good book if you haven't read that.
I believe that was in Chicago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. During the World's Fair of 1863, 1893. Excalibur's supposed to be haunted because of there was a wreck, boat wreck on the river, and everybody died, and they put all the bodies in this place that is now the nightclub Excalibur.
Really?
Yeah, or if it's still called Excalibur. It's a big city. Plenty of shit going on. Mm-hmm. Old cemeteries, haunted passageways under the buildings for old Al Capone and his boys.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about Munger Road, you know, Peabody's Tomb, all that stuff. So it's good. Yeah. I mean, still the season for it.
We need to get into some stuff around here, like literally go out and...
We should do something. Put money where our mouths are.
Go on. We're a 10-minute walk from the haunted lady of the Hollywood sign.
We're going to look at it.
Yeah.
You know what's haunted? Just trying to dodge people going through four-way stop signs.
Yeah.
You know what I think is a myth? The fact that people got their driver's license. That's what I think is a myth. Nobody knows how to fucking drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a real old man today.
Yeah, you are.
I'm an old man. I got a bad tude.
Yeah, bad tude.
Bad tude, dude.
What are we plugging today, man? What do you got? You got shows coming up?
No, but we'll be doing a thing Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's this week.
New York City.
Your place is this week. You got shows this week,
yeah,
dude.
Fucking Florida if anybody shows up.
You don't want to fucking plug your shows?
Tomorrow night. Florida. Let's go, you dickheads.
Kyle's playing in Florida, so
I'm looking
show
for it.
Starts at 8.
Orlando, the Abbey, tomorrow. High Dive, Gainesville, Thursday. New York, the Bell House, Boogie Monster, live, baby.
Yeah.
Saturday night. Then I'm not doing much shit for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Well, good for you, buddy.
What are you doing?
I got some stuff tomorrow. I'll be in Cleveland at Hilarities.
Cleveland?
Yeah. First trip to Cleveland.
Oh, really?
I've never been to Cleveland.
They got fun stuff there.
And I've never been to Pittsburgh. Those are two shows I had to cancel when my dad died. But so going to Cleveland.
Good cities.
And going to Pittsburgh on the 11th. The 8th, I'll be in Buffalo at Mr. Good Bar. 11th is Pittsburgh at the Burning Bridges Comedy Club. The 12th, Morgantown, West Virginia at Morgantown Brewing Company. And like you said, New York City, the Bell House this Saturday. Special guest, Andy Sanford, Kenny DeForest, and Shalewa Sharp. We're going to have a good time there.
That's going to be a
part of the New York Comedy Festival. So, yeah, come see your boys. We're out and about. Should we do a quick comic of the week?
Yeah.
Let's do Louis Katz. Louis Katz got a new album.
Louis Katz.
And
got the best serial killer joke out right now.
Funnily named? That's not a word. I was just trying to say I enjoyed...
Humorously
named Catskills is the name of his album, Catskills.
But spelled in a funny way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Louis Katz. Man, he's put out a bunch of stuff. It's got to be his fourth or fifth hour that he's put out there. But I've been watching Louis for a while. Funny dude. Louis Katz. Catskills, came out just a few weeks ago. So go check that out wherever you check out your comedy recordings. And, holler at your boys. We're on Twitter. We're on all that stuff. Patreon, patreon.com/boogiemonster. You get that $4 a month. We give you that bonus Q&A, and you get an episode of Dave's Kitchen. So learn how to cook some shit. So have a new one coming out soon in time for... just in time for Thanksgiving. I'll have some Thanksgiving tips on that one.
You need some Thanksgiving recipes.
Yeah, I was going to bring you that carrot ginger soup I made on the last episode, but I didn't see you for a few days, and I didn't want to bring you 5-day-old soup.
No, you know I'd eat it.
Yeah, that's true. I should have brought it, but...
you know I'm all right by it.
Oh, and let me throw a quick thank you to Kyle McNulty and John Brown. Two Chicago dudes that I've met in person a few times. Very cool dudes. They are the ones responsible for Boogie Monster Comics. This has got to be like the fourth or fifth one they've done for us. And we didn't commission them. They just said, hey, we like your show. We like drawing comics. Boom, here you go. And I posted one last week. It's the biggest one they've done so far. I think it's like an 8-pager. But very cool stories, incredible art. So check those out on our Instagram, our Facebook, all that. We posted that recently. So, yeah, big shout out to Kyle McNulty and John Brown. Appreciate you.
Cool dudes, man. Thanks, guys.
Making us look cool. So, yeah, man. All right, buddy. You go. You fucking turn that frown upside down.
I ain't frowning. I'm fine. I'm doing fine.
Work on that too.
I just got riled up.
Yeah.
I get riled up once in a while.
Well, once you get riled up, there's no stopping you.
Oh, there's stopping. I'm just sit here and chill out. All right. Landing it.
The Boogie Monster.
Bye.